Father, we bow down before you and just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Help us to transition from the noise of the flesh and the noise of the world into really that kind of sanctuary of being in your presence. Thank you for this room, Lord, the other room filled with some stuff today, but here's a great place to just sense your presence. Guide us and lead us this morning, Lord, that we would wait on you. Father, I pray that we would button our lips unless you really give us something to say. Unless it's from you, it doesn't need to be said. But as you do prompt us, may we speak out just what you have for us. Help us to glean from your scriptures what you would have us to receive. And lead us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in Psalm 63, which is a pretty famous and well-known psalm for most of us. And it's entitled in my Bible, Joy in the Fellowship of God. And verse 3 reads, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. So, let's just sing along with this song here, if I can get it up here. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Sounds like that would probably fit this, wouldn't it? It's exactly quoting it. Thy loving kindness is better than life.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy
Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. So this is another of a series of all of these psalms we've been going through recently where he's either running from Saul or fleeing from Absalom in Absalom's attempt to kill him and take over the kingdom. At any rate, he was often in the wilderness of Judah. And so this is a wilderness of Judah psalm. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I've looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. So joy in the fellowship of God. So here David will cry out something that we all should be able to cry out. Oh God, you are my God. Not, oh God, you are one of my gods, or oh God, you're on one of many gods. No, you are my God. Oh Yahweh, you are my Elohim. Early will I seek you. When do you start seeking the Lord every day? At 5 in the afternoon? David is saying, early will I seek you. And now notice, we have a couple of soul references here I think are very critical or important. My soul thirsts for you. What part of you is eternal? Your soul and your spirit. These bodies are certainly not eternal. We will get a glorification. We will get an upgrade. We will get an eternal body, but we don't have it yet. So the real part of us right now that's really the eternal issue in a way is the soul and the spirit. And the soul and the spirit has been freed from Adam's sin because, for any born-again Christian, because of the justification by faith, because of what Christ has done, right? But the fleshly body, that mortal body, that's the problem because it still sins and will sin until we take our last breath. So we'll have a battle with that, ongoing. You'll never outgrow it. Well, you will outgrow it, but not on this life. But the upgrade is so unbelievable. I was just struck with this as I was looking at that this week in the scriptures, and I was kind of under the wrong impression that we would just be brought back to Adam in a pre-fall condition, right? Which we will. But it's going to be much greater than that. Adam was not glorified yet. He was born innocent, but he was not glorified. We will be glorified, which is so much better than Adam was in the beginning, because we will be sharing in the glory of the Lord. Can you believe that? Just think of the position that we have because of what he has done. Like in the high priestly prayer there, he says, "What, Father, I desire that these also who will believe in me through their name may be with me where I am." How many Christians say, "Well, I don't want to die. I don't want to die." Well, maybe they ought to look at that verse a little bit. Jesus says, "I want you with me where I am." And he's not on earth yet. He's coming, but he's not here yet, is he? So, and why does he want us with him? So he can share his glory with us. Now that is unbelievable. For the God of all ages, the God of glory, the Creator, wants to share his glory with you and with me. What a beautiful thing. So he says, "My soul thirsts for you." Now, in the wilderness of Judah, it's easy to get thirsty because there's no water there. There's no water there. So this is a very graphic picture when you thirst for something, particularly when there's no water around, because a thirst drive is a very strong drive, isn't it? Very strong drive. So he says, "I have a strong drive in my soul for you." Now, how about me? How about you? How strong is your drive for the Lord. Your soul. Not your flesh, your soul. And then he says, my flesh longs for you. And we can relate to that at least sometime, maybe not all the time. My flesh has seemed to be in rebellion a lot of the time to a degree. But my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, is what we said. So I've looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and to see your glory. And yes, we want to recognize his power and his glory. He's infinite. We can never understand it. We can never get our hands around it because he's infinite. But yet we can see more and more of his power and more of his glory as we spend more and more time in his word, right? Why? Because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. I got started off this morning and a couple of things didn't go very well. I didn't find my lips praising him very much. I was kind of snarling. But it says, my lips shall praise you. We're praising him now, right? I pray we are. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. May that be. Are you blessing him?
Yes.
How are your prayers? How many times are you saying, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, versus I want to bless you? What is that ratio on your scale? Me, 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 me. You, me, 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 you. That's about what mine is. That's not what this says here. This says that my soul will bless you. I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Now, in Hebrew, the Hebrew culture, they've always lifted their hands to the Lord, and nobody quite knows why. One way is, well, you acknowledge God is greater than we are. That's good. But it just, I kind of like to lift my hands up. It's kind of like when you kneel in prayer, I think it's not critical that you kneel, but when you kneel, you have a hard time with your pride when you're kneeling, right? Just kneel down and see how prideful you feel. You don't feel very prideful kneeling down. You stand up strong and proud, but you kneel down, it's kind of like, Well, here, lift up your hands to your name. My soul, again here we're back to the soul, shall be satisfied as with literally abundance, fat and abundance. Now, fat in their culture was a real luxury. Now, we got an obesity problem here in the United States, so we kind of can't relate to that. But most of the world today has no fat because they don't have enough to eat. Not so in this nation, which has been so blessed by the Lord. But my soul shall be satisfied with marrow. That's the sweet part of our bones. Of course, we know that marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Again, are we doing that? When you look at your mouth, how often is it praising the Lord with joyful lips? Then at night, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. You know, if you do any travel, don't be complaining about jet lag. That's a great time to meditate with the Lord, right? And he woke me up 4 times last night. Oh, that's great, right? Or you can complain about it and say, you know, I couldn't sleep. Well, I kind of think it's kind of nice to meditate on him in the night watches. That's what David says here. I meditate on you in the night watches. Now, here he's kind of speaking of a shepherd, I think, really. And that's a different than jet lag. But anyway, anytime you're awake in the night, you know, meditate on the Lord. Amen. Because you have been my help, Ezra. You've been my Ezra. You've been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. I just really admire the word here. I don't find us using that term soul very often in our conversation, but here we keep coming across that over and over in this psalm. My soul follows hard behind you or close behind you. That means really close. How close are we? Are we really following him hard, close behind him? And then his right hand upholds us. His right hand upholds me. He strengthens us. Those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. So a great psalm. Joying in the fellowship of the Lord. And that doesn't mean that we're always in joy in the circumstances. It can't mean that. And when we think of all of our close friends and maybe relatives and those around us who don't know the Lord, that's not something we joy in. That's something that we grieve in, right? It's something we want to pray for. But we want to do joy that there is living hope for everyone who's ever been born, right? If they would just turn to the Lord, repent and turn to the Lord. So this morning as we pray, may we just think about repeating what the Spirit gives us to pray. Not sharing about details and all of that. We're praying to the Lord. We don't have to tell him really anything because he knows every single thing already. But may we be praying as the Spirit would lead us to pray and just be in one accord in the powerful prayer here. We got about a dozen or so people. I don't know. But anyway, we have two. It's great. We have three. It's better. We have a dozen. Aye. That's the apostles are here, really, right? That's how many Jesus chose, just 12. So we've got a nice little group here to pray, as it always is, as your faithfulness is. Lord, as we come now, and we do want to pray as you lead us, guide us in praying for the things that you want. We know that anything we ask in accordance with your will, we know it will be done. And we know anything we ask is not of your will is not going to be effectively done. Help us to know what you want and do it. So lead us now in one accord. And we honor you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Well, we come to the end of the hour today. Let's stand and sing this song as we would praise him for who he is.
How great thou art, how great. you are. And when we see your greatness, Lord, we just are so humbled, Lord. Help us to look to you in Jesus' name.